Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. You have reached Bolton Uniforms and Work Attire. This is Sarah Hooper speaking. What can I help you with today?
Hi, Sarah. My name is Colin Vickers, and I'm calling from Stanza IT Solutions. I already placed an order for 15 work shirts, but I gave you my company's old address by mistake.
Oh, I can fix that for you. Your order hasn't been sent out yet, so it's no problem.
That's a relief. I really appreciate it.
Don't mention it. Where would you like the items to be sent?
To room 565 in the Mayflower Building on Washburn Road. I'll tell the receptionist that she should expect a delivery to arrive soon. Thanks for your help.
Number 32. Where does the woman most likely work? Number 33. Why is the man calling? Number 34. What will the man probably do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I was wondering if I can purchase a birthday cake here. It's my manager's birthday today, and everyone in the office has contributed money for a cake.
We have several standard cakes ranging from $20 to $30. If you'd like a personalized cake, that will take some time and cost an additional $15.
I heard your bakery is the best in town, so I'm happy to pay more to personalize the cake. I'd like a chocolate and black cherry cake with a message written on top.
Well, I don't think that will be a problem.
Great. Could you have it sent to my office at 4?
Certainly. It will take me 2 or 3 hours to bake it and decorate it.
Number 35. Where is the conversation most likely taking place? Number 36. How much extra does it cost to customize an item? Number 37. When will the item probably be delivered? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Ms. Parker. This is John Hartnett from Ariel Corporation. It was a pleasure to speak with you at the meeting last week. I'm calling to say that we'd like to become your firm's new supplier of electronic parts.
That's great news. I'm so glad you agreed to my proposal. However, I'm slightly worried that you said you didn't think you would have enough workers to meet our needs. Will this still be a problem?
Actually, we have decided to recruit around 30 new factory workers in order to increase our production capacity. I'm going to email you the details about that in just a moment.
Number 38. Why is the man calling? Number 39. What is the woman concerned about? Number 40. What does the man say he will do next? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hey guys, we should really hurry up and book our train to Osaka for the Summer Sounds Festival.
You're right, James. We need to take a train early on Saturday morning and get another train back to Tokyo on Sunday night.
Actually, I would prefer to go to Osaka on Friday night. We can take a good rest and wake up early on Saturday.
That's a great idea. Then we can easily get to the festival site in time to see the first band or singer.
Why don't you both check the available travel times online? While you're doing that, I'll try to find a nice hotel for us to stay in.
Good idea. Let us know if you find any good deals.
Number 41. Why are the speakers going to Osaka? Number 42. When does the woman want to travel to Osaka? Number 43. What does the woman suggest the men do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Tommy. Thanks for inviting me to your barbecue. Where would you like me to put my homemade apple pie?
Oh, you can just put it over there beside the bread rolls and napkins. I really appreciate you bringing something.
Well, I have a lot of spare time now because I recently lost my job. I'm having trouble finding a new one.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sure something will come up eventually. Why don't you help yourself to a drink while I finish grilling these hamburgers? And don't forget to try some of my wife's potato salad.
Number 44. What did the woman bring with her? Number 45. What does the woman mention to the man? Number 46. What is the man doing? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm calling from Shine Dental Office. You were scheduled to come in for a checkup today at 1 p.m., but it's already 1:15. Are you on your way?
Oh, I knew there was something I was supposed to do today. I'm really sorry. I'm just getting ready for a meeting with some clients.
That's okay. Would you like me to schedule an appointment for a different day?
That would be great. How about sometime tomorrow afternoon?
I'm afraid we are fully booked tomorrow. I'd recommend calling me back in the morning. If we have any cancellations, I might be able to fit you in.
Okay, I'll do that. And I'm sorry if I caused you any inconvenience.
Number 47. What is the woman currently doing? Number 48. What does the woman imply when she says,
I knew there was something I was supposed to do today.
Number 49. What does the man advise the woman to do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Rita, would you mind checking the website for the Olive Grove? It's the new Italian restaurant on 8th Avenue.
Okay, but what exactly do you need me to check? I'm opening the website now.
I just want to find out what time it closes tonight. If it stays open until at least 10 p.m., then I'd like to reserve a private dining room for 8 p.m.
Let's see. Oh, you're in luck. It doesn't shut until 11 tonight. There's a phone number here, so I'll just go ahead and make that booking for you now, Mr. Richards.
Number 50. Who most likely is the woman? Number 51. What does the man want to know? Number 52. What will the woman probably do next? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Thanks for coming to our grand opening event. We have a large variety of drinks here at Lou's Coffee Shop. Which one would you like to try?
This menu is huge. It's really difficult to choose one. Can you give me a little help?
Well, our dolce latte is really delicious.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
While I make your order, why don't you try some free samples of our desserts?
I'd love to. Where can I get those?
There are some cakes and fruit pies displayed on plates near the entrance.
Oh, great. And then I might come back and order something delicious.
Number 53. Where are the speakers? Number 54. What does the woman mean when she says,
"Can you give me a little help?"
Number 55. What will the woman probably do next? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Bill, did you call anyone to come and fix the printer? I'm hoping to print out my handouts before I leave the office today.
Yes, I called the repair company and they said they'll send someone over first thing tomorrow morning.
Oh, that won't leave me enough time for printing. I'm presenting sales data to the board members at 9 a.m. and I'd like to be able to distribute my handouts to them.
How about asking the company on the floor above us if you can use their printer? I'm sure they won't mind at all. Just go up and ask.
Number 56. What is the woman's problem? Number 57. What will the woman do at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning? Number 58. What does the man suggest? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm currently on your website trying to order some home furnishings. The reason I'm calling is that I have a $50 gift certificate, but I can't figure out how to use it when paying for my order.
I see. Well, if you look on the back of the certificate, you should see a serial number. Just enter it on the checkout page.
Okay, hold on please. I'm afraid I can't see a serial number anywhere.
In that case, you must have one of our old vouchers. I'm afraid the best thing to do in this situation is to visit one of our stores and make your purchase in person.
Number 59. Who most likely is the man? Number 60. What does the woman inquire about? Number 61. According to the man, what should the woman do? Question 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'd like to purchase a ticket that allows me to see all the exhibits in the museum.
Sure, then you'll need to buy an all-access pass. This allows you to visit every exhibition hall, and you'll also get an audio guide completely free of charge.
Sounds perfect. Can you let me know if there are any special events taking place today?
Actually, there are a couple of things going on in the science exhibition today. At 11 a.m., we are showing a video clip, and there'll be a talk by a professor at 2 p.m.
Thanks. I'll definitely try to check those out.
Number 62. Where is the conversation most likely taking place? Number 63. What does the woman imply when she says,
"Sounds perfect"?
Number 64. What does the man say will happen in the afternoon? Question 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and sign.
Steve, it's been so much fun today, but I think we had better head home.
Yes, you're probably right. I think we've been on all of the rides here at least once today, and the park must be closing soon.
You're right, but Chris wanted to ride on his favorite roller coaster one more time. Do you think he'll be finished yet?
We said we'd meet him at 6 o'clock, right? It's already 5:45 p.m., so we'd better go to our meeting spot and wait for him.
Okay. We're supposed to meet him at the main entrance, aren't we? Which way do we go?
Yes. Oh, here's a sign. It's this way, just a little bit further past the coffee shop.
Number 65. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 66. And what time have the speakers arranged to meet Chris? Number 67. Look at the graphic. How far away is the meeting spot? Question 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and invoice.
Ms. Hargraves, the sandwiches have arrived for the office party, but some of them smell bad. Do you want me to call Regal Catering and complain about it?
Yes, if there's something wrong with the sandwiches, we can't accept them. Perhaps we shouldn't have contacted such a new company. We should have stuck with our usual local caterer.
I guess so. Well, I'll give them a call and ask them to come and pick up the egg salad sandwiches immediately.
Thanks, Paul. And make sure they refund us the $50 we already paid for them.
Number 68. What are the speakers discussing? Number 69. What does the woman mention about Regal Catering? Number 70. Look at the graphic. How many sandwiches will likely be returned?